מסכת בוחרת פרק ו' משנה ח' נשבר עצם ידו ועצם רגלו. If the bone of the foreleg or the hind leg is broken, af al pi she'eino niker, even though by looking at it you cannot tell that it's broken, still it's a mum, since you can tell that it's broken when it walks, since the animal will limp when it has a broken leg, so therefore it's a mum. Mumin elu mana ela b'yavna. Ela was a chacham that lived in Yavna. And these mumin that we just mentioned, nishbar etzem yado v'etzem raglo, he counted these mumin among the mumin in which you can shach the b'chor. V'hodu lo chacham. The chacham agreed with Ela that these are considered mumin kvuin, that you can shach the b'chor. V'od shlosha chosim. And Ela added another three mumin which would allow you to shach the b'chor. Amru lo, the chacham said to him, lo shamanu ez elu. These extra three that you added, we did not hear that these are mumin, even though we agreed with you that nishbar etzem yado v'etzem raglo are mumin, but these extra three that you're adding, we cannot agree with you. What are the three that Ela added? Eshagavo eno ugo kishavado. If the pupil of the eye of the b'chor is round like a person, that is considered a mumin. Upiv domel l'shel chazir. If the mouth of the b'chor is similar to the mouth of a pig, meaning to say that the upper jaw overlaps the bottom jaw, that's also a mum. Vishenita rov hamidaber shalishon. If most of the part of the tongue that is used to talk with is missing, this is also a mum. Of course, the behemoth does not talk, but we're talking about over here the part of the tongue that's not attached. That's the part of the tongue that a person uses to talk with, and if most of that is missing, that would be considered a mum according to Ela. While the Chachamim disagreed with these three. Ubedin Shahram Amru Hari Elu Mumin. The Bedin that came after the Chachamim, they agreed with Ela and they said that these three are considered Mumin, and you can't shach the Bechor if it has one of these three Mumin.
There
was a Maisa with the Bechor that the lower jaw overlapped the upper jaw. The Shalach Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Lechachamim V'Amru. Hari the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel sent the Shaila to the Chachamim. And the Chachamim said this would be considered a mum and would allow you to shach the b'chor. Even though we had in the previous mission that if the pig was doma l'shel chazir, which is that the upper jaw overlapped the lower jaw according to the Chachamim, that would not be a mum, they argued with Ela. But in this case, where the lower jaw overlapped the upper jaw, even the Chachamim would agree, that would be a mum. But that's only if the etzem of the lower jaw overlaps the etzem of the upper jaw. But if it's the lower lip that overlaps the upper lip, that would not be a mum. Ozen hagdi shahaisa kufula. If the ear of the gdi, which was a b'chor, was doubled over. Amru chacham, the chacham said, b'zman shehi etzem echad mum. Lim eina etzem echad eina mum. If the ear had one etzem, it was one ear just that was doubled over, that would be considered a mum. But if it didn't have one etzem, the middle of the outer ear was split, and that's why it was doubled over, in such a case, that would not be a mum. Rabbi Hananya ben Gamliel Oimer, Znav Hagdi Shehi Doime L'Shel Chazir, V'She'ein Ba Shalosh Chuyos Harizamu. Rabbi Hananya ben Gamliel said, the tail of a goat, which is similar to the tail of a chazir, it's round like a pig. Even if it's not real thin like the tail of a pig, but since it's round like a pig, that's a mum. Or if the tail of the deep does not have three vertebrae, that's also a mum. But that's only by the tail of a gdi, but by the tail of a tlet, if it doesn't have three vertebrae, that would not be a mum. Only in a case where it had less than two vertebrae would it be considered a mum.